I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Sometimes getting dressed and going to the grocery store is just too much. And forget app tapping some food delivery service. Wouldn't it be nice if you could just grow your own food? But not in an outdoor garden where you'd have to deal with bugs and weeds and weather. More like a garden you grew on your own skin. That is exactly what three newly discovered sea spiders do. Uber Eats is not an option when you live over 6,500 feet down on the ocean floor. So these tiny spiders grow bacterial gardens on their exoskeletons. They then use their long noses, or proboscis, to harvest the yummy microbes. Samples of these spiders gathered from California to Alaska reveal lawnmower tracks clipped through the germ gardens. Why are researchers so jazzed about ag arachnids that munch their own skin gunk? Because the microbes they farm consume the methane gas that naturally seeps out of the seafloor. Methane in the atmosphere causes way more planetary heating than carbon dioxide. Together, the spiders and microbes act as a biofilter, locking methane deep underwater. People who convert their household food waste into compost also act as a biofilter that sequesters methane in the soil. So to all you spiders and composters, creep up the good work. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.